There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Dr. Pat. I am here with the most amazing Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. And do we have a show for you today? So if you're following us on Facebook, we're going to take your comments. And we did something on a show the other day. We had a lot of cool things going on, Mark. But today's show, we're going to be talking about, you know, another form of sacred geometry. And this form of sacred geometry is what happens to us as human beings when we turn and we come to a crossroads. And we are going to be talking about Simone Biles, but I'm just going to give you a heads up. We're going to be talking about her in the highest respectful regard. This is not a trashing show. We have a different perspective on it. But for all of you, you've all been through what we're talking about. You've been through the twisties. If you look at the heading for this show for tonight, you see that what we're talking about is life situations that cause us to rethink the actions that we take in them. But is that action an action that is just arbitrarily based on human will? Or is there a divine intervention? And as we now know, we think it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Mark Anthony is here. We are taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. But if you go over to Transformation Talk Radio, there is a way for you to ask a question. And if you do not have our app, please download it. Lots more to come. Mark, what do you think about the topic here tonight?
You know, I think this is a very, very important topic, not just because of the U.S. Olympic team, but for everybody. Because, you know, I've been following this, and this young lady, and she's the best of the best. She's amazing. Her life's ambition, there she is at the Olympics. I mean, this is literally the holy grail of sports events, and she has to drop out. But the good thing is, it appears that she's being evaluated on a daily basis, and she still may compete in the individual events. Yep. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for that.
Yep.
But the weight of the world is on my shoulders. That's what she said. And I think Simone Biles has articulated what so many people around the world, I think everybody at some time, feels crushed by the weight of the world on their shoulders. So this is a very important topic. And you know, Dr. Pat, what I like about this show is, yes, we're hearing an Olympic athlete say that, but how many people who've lost a loved one are crushed by the weight of the world? How many people that are facing problems with their family,
yep,
with their career, financially, health-wise? So this is a universal problem and a universal topic. Yep. That's what I think about this show.
Yep. I want to set the stage for something, because it's a micro of a macro. And I want to set the stage, but I want everybody to know we are taking your calls, because this is a live call-in show. And while we're going to use the context of Simone Biles and a couple of other people, and because if you looked up the show title, what you saw in the show title was, you know, this is Simone Biles, mental self-care, not just for gymnastic. And some of the language you see in the episode title is the twisties, head casing, mental block, bailing, balking. These are terms in one of the world's most prestigious sports that happen And when they happen to an athlete like this, and here is the comparison, when they happen to an athlete like this, or when they happen to each of us that has a role in life, if you're a mother, you are an Olympic champion. If you are a dad, you are an Olympic champion. If you are working in a factory job, you are an Olympic champion. Anytime somebody counts on you, you are an Olympic champion. And unlike Simone Biles, people probably don't put you in the headlines. They probably don't look at you that way. But you know that if you're not on your A game, your spouse comes home and says, honey, really? Macaroni and cheese again? Or your boss says, Mary, you missed another deadline. Or, hey, Joe, why couldn't you load the truck up fuller than you did? And you just want to scream, right, Mark?
You know, I don't mean to laugh because
it's a little funny.
Well,
my dad was a truck driver, so the whole truck thing actually happened in my dad's realm. Right there.
Well, some years ago, I had the secretary. Actually, she was a paralegal, and it was when I was practicing law full time, and she was great. I mean, she was. She used to joke that she needed to be an octopus so she could have eight arms to do. Because this woman was just amazing at multitasking, could get tremendous amounts of things done. And I was preparing some documents for court, and I was reviewing them, and I gave them to her one morning. She came.
Oh, when you were in your law practice.
When I was in my law practice, okay. I'm reviewing these documents, and I said, "Oh, there's a typo on this page," and all of a sudden she bursts out, "I'm a failure as a paralegal and as a wife." And I'm like, oh, the weight of the world. She was obviously must have had a fight with her husband the night before that morning. And there was a lot of things. And the thing is, she was a superstar when it came to what she did. Think about somebody like Simone. Mm. She's at the Olympics. What is going through her mind to make her pull out? You know, it's real easy for us to say, oh, come on, she's an Olympic athlete. Suck it up and just deal with it. Well, I think if it were that easy, she would. And I also think, though, that there's a lot more going on and that they're not releasing it. And,
that's correct. That is absolutely correct. Yeah. How do we know that that's correct? Let's chat for a minute about that. One, you're connected to higher realms of information. Two, I studied a lot of psychology stuff, and I'll tell you that we are getting the tip of the iceberg, and thank you for that, because the public doesn't need everybody's in-house laundry. No. And you notice I didn't call it dirty laundry, right?
Right.
But she's not the only one. Let me step aside for a minute. And I want to say to all y'all out there, we're taking your calls. This is a live call-in show with readings. I've got cards I'm going to pull as well. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your calls. Just come on down. I watched something last night in the Olympics, the swimming. And I watched Dressler. And I also watched Katie Ledecky. And so, Mark, for me, I'm looking at the United States teams, comparing them to the other teams. Do you know that the only coverage up to last night of sidebar cheering for a team, they focused on the Aussies? Can you think about another event where sidebar, turn the camera and let's look at the cheering? Now, last night, for the first time, the Americans got pretty much shamed to say, what's going on? Is the Aussie, are they the only team? Are the Chinese the only team that are there? Did you notice that?
Yeah. This whole Olympics just feels off. You know, I mean, first off, it was supposed to be a year ago, but because of COVID, now it's there. And I've spent a considerable amount of time in Japan, and they are the most fastidious, meticulous, and germophobic society in the world. And they have my utmost admiration, because if everybody in the world acted like the Japanese, COVID would be a thing of the past. But, and you know, when you see Japanese people protesting, saying we don't want, you know, the Olympics here, and the billions of dollars they've poured into this, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, Tokyo's going to be taking an economic bath and not a good one on this. But everything about this Olympics seems just off. And I think it is because of the COVID. I think it's because of all the angst that's going on. And the U.S. team, and obviously, I want us to rack up gold medals, silver medals, bronze medals right and left. But everything just seems like everybody is off focus. The energy is not in alignment. And I think that that's a big part of this problem. Yeah. And I think Simone Biles is an example of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark, let me ask you a question. And people keep asking me, why do I keep talking about it? So I just want to be clear why. I have been talking about mental well-being for decades. I've shared the fact that my mom committed suicide when I was six. My sister pretty much ate and drank herself to death. I buried two stepsisters from chronic drug abuse and alcohol. My stepmom had her heart explode. So, and myself, I would have been down the same path if I wasn't, by the grace of God, just had my own awakening just in time. Now, I mean it. When you go to P-Town and you are so freaking out of it that you lose your prized Harley Davidson, you know some, you know what's wrong.
I think no matter where you are, when you lose your prized Harley Davidson.
When you're like, where's my chopped Harley Davidson?
Wow.
Then you kind of know, and you find yourself sleeping in the middle of a street in P-Town, right? Covered with mud. You realize you got to change. By the grace of God, I'm here. That's another show. By the grace of God, Simone Biles probably saved her life.
You know, she may have. And the thing that we also have to keep in mind is when you think of Simone Biles, she's completely identified as an Olympic athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But is that all she is? Of course not.
No.
She's so much more. And the thing about these athletes, particularly gymnasts, I mean, by the time they're 30, their career is pretty much over. And that applies to dancers, and that applies to a lot of athletes. And they have a whole nother section of their life coming to them. And this is part of the realization she's going through. And even though it seems very unfortunate at this point, we have to look at the bigger picture. Maybe in the long run, this is a good thing. Maybe this individual who's been molested by somebody in a position of trust, and who is being crushed by the weight and the tension of everything, maybe she needs this adversity to redefine herself.
Yeah.
Just like you did, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
And you said it yourself. You could have been crushed. I mean, look, losing a mom, you lost two moms.
Yeah.
And three sisters, okay? That's enough to make anybody want to jump off a cliff. It really is. I mean, I've been, I'm a medium, and I've been dealing with grief for people for years. And I see how crushing it is. Plus, I've lost people, and it's very easy to do that. Or you can redefine yourself.
Yeah.
Do you turn to drugs and alcohol? Do you turn to impulsive behaviors? Or do you find yet another path? So,
and that's why we're taking calls tonight. We have to be able to help people. I want to go to the phones. What do you say?
Let's
get
it.
Charlene on here. Jacob, what do you think?
Let's do it. I am pulling her up right now.
Thank you.
Hi there, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene. Welcome
Hello.
To the show. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi,
Great
Mark.
To talk to you again.
Hey, Charlene.
So I've got a case of the twisties.
Yes, thank you. Come on, bring it on.
I went back to work after an assault that occurred at work, a physical assault. Yep. And yesterday I had an anxiety attack, so I am stepping away from work to deal with it.
I think that's good. I think you're doing the right thing. I'm sorry, yep. Dr. Pat, I didn't mean to jump in, but I'm like, sometimes, hey, look,
Charlene, just so you know, Mark, Charlene called in our daytime show and explained the brutal attack that happened to her.
Oh, okay.
So this is a real physical attack. So go for it, Mark. Go ahead.
No, it's a good thing because go with me here.
Please.
In 1940, France, one of the greatest countries on earth, their army was crushed by the Germans, and everybody felt that this was the end of France, and they got hurt. I mean, within 6 weeks, 100,000 Frenchmen were slaughtered by the German army, and everybody felt that France was finished. And Charles de Gaulle, a general, escaped, and he made a speech. And I think about this every time something bad goes on in my life. He said, "We have lost a battle, not the war."
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to retreat. Sometimes you have to pull yourself out of harm's way, retreat, regroup, replan, reform. That doesn't mean surrender. That doesn't mean collapse. That doesn't mean fall apart. But, you know, no one is a superhero. No one is invulnerable or immune from pain. So I think what you're doing is the healthy thing.
Yep. And Charlene, let us ask you, how can we help you? You know, Mark, of course, communicates with those that have passed on.
I keep seeing white butterflies everywhere.
There you go.
In the backyard, like white butterflies everywhere. And my mom and dad and my brother are deceased. My brother committed suicide a couple of years ago. I don't know if one of my loved ones are trying to communicate with me.
Okay.
Did you see four butterflies in conjunction recently? Four white butterflies?
Today?
Yeah, I'm getting an image of four.
But I keep seeing them every day, white butterflies, every day. And now they're like landing on me and they're not shy with me.
Okay. The energy that I'm getting associated with you. Well, wait a second. There's four. The number four. And I know that you said that your parents and your brother had passed. Is there another person very significant close to you who passed as well? I want you to ruminate with that because there's a female energy coming through. This could be a mom, and I know that you said that your mom's on the other side, but I want to work with her.
My stepmom, too. She passed away the same day.
All right, hold on. Charlene.
Here we go.
I don't mean to cut you off, and this is not just for your benefit, but for all the callers. Please don't provide me with too much information.
Yeah, boy, he's got it all.
I want to guarantee that what's coming through is from the spirits and not what you're telling me. Okay, so Charlene, I'm getting the image of a female connected with you. She does feel like she's on that parent level. The reason I keep seeing four butterflies is because of these four spirits. This woman, what I'm getting with her prior to passing is like a flushed condition or appearance to her skin. Like she had a real fair complexion, but I see flushed. So this could mean like high blood pressure surges. This could be rosacea, or it could be there's something that was going on, and I'm feeling hot and dizzy and somewhat incoherent and nauseated. And nausea could be an indicator that she was having difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing. But sometimes nausea is one of my triggers for a cancer. Does any of this make sense with either your mom or your stepmom?
My mom had cancer and I nursed her for 2.5 years.
There you go. So this is your biological mom coming through. And hold on. Stand by. Oh, my goodness. Do you know if when your mom was feels like a young teenager, was she severely beaten or traumatized physically as well?
She, My dad figured that she had been either sexually abused or abused in some way.
Yeah, because that's what I'm getting from her. That's what I'm getting from her. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she said that I didn't break. I bent, but I didn't break, and neither will you. Hey, this is interesting. She keeps showing me images of bridges, bridges. Now, look, I'm sure we all drive across bridges, walk across bridges, maybe live near bridges. But is there something about a bridge or a fear of a bridge or the height of a bridge that would make sense to you or any of these folks on the other side?
Quite a few people from Penny Ghost Town where Mom grew up, and they always used to have an ice bridge to go across the river.
There we go. Okay, so yeah. Let's see what Mom's advice for you. Hold on. Did your brother die real abruptly? Because I'm getting a shockwave. Because what I'm saying, the reason is there's a male energy coming through connected to you that's on your generational level. And I'm getting this shockwave. And a shockwave to me indicates an abrupt and or unexpected passing. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. Was your brother kind of out of control prior to passing?
Yes, he went off of his, he was, he had mental issues and he went off of his meds and he hadn't been on them long enough and they couldn't keep him in the hospital. So they just sent him home and,
That's all I need. All I need. Okay. So he's letting me know that the reason when I ask a question is because I'm looking for the verification for what I'm receiving. Yeah. And I'm getting from your brother, he was out of control. And he said, but I pulled it all together now, which is, you know, what spirits, they're not suffering from physical or mental impairments on the other side. And the thing is, your family is extremely supportive. And spiritually, they are your guiding influences to help you get through this. And your father is saying to me to convey to you your predilection for time. He said, stop worrying about time so much. He said, you will always have time for everything. Go right ahead. Now I'll let you explain.
Oh, my gosh. You just hit the nail on the head. When Dad had his stroke, he was 93 years old. When he had his stroke, he was an emergency. I went to see him. And he had his arm up and he kept looking at his watch and staring at his watch. And when he passed away, my brother gave me his watch.
Beautiful. And see, that's what's known as a verifiable fact following the message. I know Dr. Pat's familiar with when I say that. What that means is when a spirit or group of spirits, because you have a collective of spirits, you got your parents and your brother have come through and they've each given you messages. And when they give messages of an explanatory or advisory nature, and then immediately follow that up with an objectively verifiable fact, which is the time, the watch, that verifiable fact of the time, the watch, is how we know the spirits that you and I have properly received and interpreted the messages from the spirits. So the thing is, your parents, your brother, your stepmother are your collective or part of your collective of spirits who are helping guide you through this terrible trauma. Dr. Pat?
One of the things that I want to say around this is there's a lot of messages here. You know, Charlene, for you. But one of the ones that that came through in the card I pulled is abundant blessings. And this particular card, and I think you relate to this, this is the card where it says you have paid it forward a lot in your life. You've done all the paying it forward. And now you are sowing and, you know, and planting, but now you're reaping the reward of that. So this talks about vibrational blessings of abundance for you. And they're going to come through plentiful, plentiful, plentiful. They're going to overflow. Now, this thing that's happening and related to work, do you hear what I'm referring to, right? You know what I'm referring to, Charlene?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
you have to find somewhere this moment of forgiving release. I don't call it forgiveness because I'm a little bit different than a lot of people around forgiveness. I call it forgiving release because I do believe forgiveness is really a self act. And the reason I'm talking about that is because that's going to be the cornerstone of you receiving. And I love the message from, you know, about time, because time is so important. It's not that time's up, it's that it's time for you. It's your time. And we never really get why things happen to us. We just don't get them all the time. But please think about finding a place in your heart to clear that energy. And then, you know, you may need to work closer with Mark, but we don't want you to be afraid to be at work. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And you may have to reach out and get some help around that.
Yeah.
But you are an exact example of what we were talking about today with Simone Biles. You know, if you think about it, and I'm just going to end with this. If you think about it, this is a young woman who was violated by her coach, who we have packed up. Now, you know, if anybody knows better, call me out on it. Packed her up, sent her over to Tokyo, put all the pressure of a world on her. And I'm wondering, has anybody thought of the kind of support she would need, both to deal physically with the twisties, because my understanding, they didn't bring the right mat for her to get rid of that, but how about emotionally and spiritually? And see, that's what we're saying to you. You've got to take care of yourself now. You've done enough for other people, okay? Yeah. All right, Charlene.
Thank you both. Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you, Charlene.
You are most welcome, Charlene.
You bet. Mark, let's just take a minute to let people know. I'm not going to go to a break here, Jacob, but we're going to take a little moment to let folks know. How do they find out about you, Mark? Tell us, I don't know, can you talk about your upcoming book yet? Now that I've already mentioned it.
Yes, I can. In fact, how auspicious.
Oh, it's funny.
I finished actually doing the narration today for the book. In other words, my new book, The Afterlife Frequency, The Scientific Proof of Spiritual Contact and How That Awareness Will Change Your Life, is due for release worldwide on October 5th. And it's also going to be released as an audiobook. And I read the audiobook, and that's what we are doing this week. I was working with my publisher and the recording studio. And so all that's in the works, and it will be good to go. So if people want to find The Afterlife Frequency, and go ahead and pre-order it, because I understand that the orders are coming in, and you know, we're really very humbled and quite overwhelmed by the massive response. You can find The Afterlife Frequency by Mark Anthony on Amazon.com. You can order it through fine bookstores, or you can go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And, you know, if you go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, please sign up for my newsletter. And if you're interested in a one-on-one telephone reading, all that information's there. So, Dr. Pat, everything's looking really great with the books. Cool. The author videos are out. It's all very exciting, and we'll be talking more about it in the coming weeks. And, I don't mean to be flippant, but when you're talking about the weight of the world, and I'm thinking about how Simone Biles, here she is, beautiful young lady, an amazing athlete, and so everything is expected. She's supposed to go and kick butt and take names at the Olympics, even though she's going through all this stress, and, you know, people are criticizing her, oh, well, she shouldn't drop out. You know, we all have this, and on a much more minor scale, it happens to everybody. So about two years ago, I'm at the dentist and I had to go for a root canal. Okay. And my dentist is great. I love them. I love all the people there. They're really cool. They all know I'm a medium and, you know, they, and all that. And they're very respectful of me. And So I had a root canal. And there I go to the front desk. And if anyone's had a root canal, you understand it is not a pleasant procedure. And I'm sitting there and I'm you know, I give her my credit card and I'm trying to check out. And the young lady at the, you know, the desk goes, "Mark, is there anyone around me? Can you do a reading on me? What do you see around me?" And I looked at her and I said, "Sweetheart, I just had a hole drilled in my head. I ain't seeing nothing. All I want to do is get this prescription filled, go home, take my happy pills, and go to sleep." And the thing is, there are times when even though everyone is held to a standard, whether you're an Olympic athlete, whether you're a medium, whether you are anybody, that there are certain times when you just have to retreat and just have to take care of yourself. And the difficult thing for Simone Biles is, unfortunately for her, the world press is covering this moment for her, but perhaps it's speaking loudly to all of us, all of you who need that.
Yeah. And that's why we're covering this tonight. You know, I was reading something that Michael Phelps talked about, and there's something in his language that leads me to believe when somebody talks about this way, there's always a reference that there's an absence of it. So let me just tell you what he says, and then we'll go to the phones. He says, and who doesn't need this, by the way? I just want to say that this is for everyone. He, this is a direct quote, and he's talking about how this broke his heart. He knows what this feels like. He is an advocate for mental well-being. He said, we need someone who we can trust, somebody that lets us be ourselves and listen. Allow us to become vulnerable, somebody who's not going to try and fix us. You know, we carry a lot of things, a lot of weight on our shoulders, and it's challenging, especially when we have the lights on us and all of these expectations that are being thrown on top of us. So it broke my heart. When somebody says, so we need this, somebody that can do this, I mean, what he's implying is what I've been talking about for days. It's an epic fail on the United States Olympic Committee to not provide these individual athletes with the kind of support in Michael Phelps, people who they can trust, people that'll let them be themselves and listen, allow them to be vulnerable, somebody who's not going to try to fix us. That quote tends me to believe he's saying we need it. And what's implied is it wasn't there. I don't know. Mark, am I reading too much into it?
I don't think so at all. I think you're basically just scratched the surface. Mm-hmm. And like we said before, you know, there's a lot of laundry here. And, you know, the truth of the matter, even though she's technically a public figure, that doesn't mean the media or anyone else has the right to pry into the intimate details of her life. You know, everybody needs some sense of privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's not forget, you know, these series of events, maybe, as my friend likes to say, it's not about her at all. Maybe her role to step aside for the rest of the team opened the door for, you know, people like Suni Lee, who won the all around. And I must say, you know, the Brazilian, who wasn't even supposed to be in the Olympic, to finish second, like by nano hundredths of a second. And so this is where we are. But we're seeing things happen outspokenly, Mark, right now. And I do believe it's a shift. We're seeing people, and I think it's especially women. I can only focus on that because that's what I know. But even Scarlett Johansson stepping out and suing Disney today. What? Suing? Who sues Disney? Suing Disney today to say, oopsie, I was a producer. You have an agreement. You are not going to release Black Widow in live streaming. You are not going to do that. You were going to let it go to the box office, and you did not. It cost her $50 million. Let's go to the phones.
All righty. Next up, we've got Sasha from Georgia.
Hi, Sasha. How can we help you today?
Hey there, Sasha.
Hi, Sasha.
Sasha, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, there, Sasha. How can we help you today?
I'm here.
All right. What can we do for you?
I was just calling because I wanted to know if there's any messages from my loved one for me.
All right, let's see who wants to step forward from the other side. Okay, I'm getting a male energy coming through. This is guy, could be a father, could be a grandfather. And it's funny the way he's projecting himself, not in the ha-ha sense, but I'm getting like he may have had a big stomach, like a pot belly, the proverbial beer belly, what I'm getting with him. And I'm also getting, he's doing this. I feel pressure on both sides of my temples in my head, and it feels like my head is pounding. It's like one of those, like every time my heart beats, I'm getting this bam, bam, bam in my head. And I'm feeling a surge of blood pressure going into his head prior to passing. He may have had a heart attack, but this could be a stroke as well. And definitely high blood pressure was an issue with him. And I'm also getting the sense of it could be neurological. Reason being is I'm getting this metallic taste in my mouth coupled with spasms, could be seizures. Once again, that could be a stroke because they all feel very similar as to how I experience them. Does any of this resonate with you, Sasha?
Yes, my grandfather.
Okay, hold on. I'll tell you what, he was a nice guy, wasn't he?
Actually, I never got to meet him.
Interesting, because he knows you, because I keep getting this ho, 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 not like Santa Claus, but kind of like Santa Claus, ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. I get this sense of joviality, laughing, upbeat personality. Do you know anything about what he was like?
Yes, I do.
All right. Was he
funny?
Yeah. Funny guy. Nice guy. Hold on. Are you good with math? He's talking about you and math. He's showing you doing calculations, numbers, balance sheets. Now that could be the flip side, like maybe you're terrible at math, but he's talking about you and math and balance sheets and financial statements.
I'm pretty bad with math.
You're pretty bad with math. Okay. So I don't want to say that he's telling you you need to work on that, but I think what he's telling you is that you're not watching your finances closely enough. He said there's a drain on your finances. Now, granted, I'm sure we all have some kind of drain on the finances, but something, no pun intended, something is not adding up with your finances. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
I love it. Yes. You don't have to explain because, your finances.
Yes, I waste a lot of money on unnecessary stuff.
Okay. So what do you think your grandfather is telling you?
That I need to spend my money wisely.
Yes. He said, your money is gold, and gold is to be used where it does the most good. Okay. Yeah. Now, I realize when people say, I want messages from spirits, they want mysteries of the universe solved. However, the other side knows what you need to hear. And this is what your grandfather's spirit is letting you know. Is your mother here in this world or is she on the other side? And the reason I'm saying this is he is focusing on a female energy that feels like your mom.
Yeah, she's on the other side.
Okay, so let me work with her. Sugar, 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 sugar. Unless she called you sugar, what's going on with you and sugar? Or it could have been with your mom and sugar. And here's why. I feel like I've got a sugar bowl in front of me and I got a tablespoon and I'm just putting sugar in my mouth. So this could indicate an issue with diabetes or somebody that's obsessively eating or craving sweets. And it seems like this applies both to your mother when she was here in this world as well as to you.
Yes. Oh my God, that's crazy. Because in the last couple of days, I've been having like so much craving for sugar that I actually like brought a chocolate cake and I just like ate it all by myself.
You know, on one hand, I'll say bad girl. On the other, it's like, damn, that sounds good. Okay, let's knock it off with the sugar, because as much, see, the problem with sugar is it tastes good. And the bad part about sugar is it's poison. And so what your mother's spirit is telling you is that you've got to pull the reins in on the sugar. And I'm also getting the sense from her that it would be a very good idea for you to go and get your blood work and get your sugar levels tested. And the reason that I'm saying this is many times, maybe you're pre-diabetic or you could be full-blown diabetic, but many times diabetics crave sugar. And it's interesting because the excesses in your life, your grandfather's like, let's cool it with the frivolous spending. Your mom is like, let's cool it with the sugar cravings. They're not here to criticize you or to tear you down. They're here to intervene for your good. So I'm going to shift over to my esteemed colleague and amazing co-host, Dr. Pat.
So I just have one question for you, and it's the card I pulled. Do you feel like you're really wound up like a top?
I didn't hear you. Can you repeat that?
Sure. Do you feel like you're really wound up, you know, wound up like a top? Because the card that I got for you is called the spiral coil. And the spiral coil represents being wound up, wound up, wound up so tightly that you feel you can snap at any moment. Well, the good news is you didn't snap, but you ate the cake, right?
Yeah,
that's what happens. You know, when we're wound up, you know, we need something to make us feel better. And sometimes that's what it is. But there's a harmony that you have to get. And we don't have a lot of time here to kind of go into it. But, you know, you have to be more adaptable. Does that mean something to you? Are you in a situation where you're being asked to be more adaptable, but you're really holding on really tight?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, you really want to unwind. You got to unwind. You got to release it. And then you got to reset the coil. And you're not going to unwind with the sugar. That'll give you about a half hour of that. Right? So you have to find a way to unwind. Right. So I think you know the situation I'm talking about without talking about it on air. But there's a vibrational balance that has to do with movement. Do you move your body at all?
Well, I haven't been. I just been working a lot. But I'm actually trying to go back to the gym. And
you gotta do something. Even if you don't go back to the gym, turn on some music and do a little movement.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because what you got to do is let that coil release.
Yes, I understand.
Perfect. That's your mission if you choose to accept it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I love this. Now look, Mark Anthony and I, you're listening to The Psychic and the Doc, and here's what we want to do. We want to hop over and just make sure from Jacob, we are ready to go to, you ready for another call?
Oh yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Who do we have?
We're going to head over to Las Vegas and we've got Jan.
Hi, Jan. Welcome to the show. Do I do Viva Las Vegas for you?
She's coming on right now.
Hi, Jan.
Hey there, Jan.
You're live on the Psychic and the Doc. Yeah.
Am I live?
You really are.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Mark. I love the show, and I love that you're talking about what you're talking about and everything. I follow the Olympics, of course. I used to be a gymnast and a dancer. Anyway, my question, Mark, is my health, and I've asked you before, and now we're almost in August, and they're still doing the phlebotomies on me, taking the blood out, and I'm still not doing too well, and it's still hard for me to eat. I just wonder, am I ever going to get out of this and get well, and are the doctors going to figure out how to fix me in any way, or what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, I can open up to frequency and see what the spirits have to say, but you also have to realize that they can bring up issues, but I would defer to what your doctors and healthcare providers are telling you, okay? Because they may bring up a time frame or an issue, and we may not be interpreting it correctly. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay. So, you know, so what are your doctors telling you? What is their prognosis? What is your treatment?
Well, they're doing right now, they're doing phlebotomies, which is taking a lot of blood out because I have a condition called hemochromatosis polycythemia in the blood, making too many red blood cells, and it was making too much iron. Now the iron is much better, but the red blood cells are still a little bit high, and the kidney test and the liver test are really high.
Okay, hold
excuse
on.
Me, excuse
one
me,
second.
Jan.
I think
Jan,
got
I didn't
something
mean Sasha.
For you.
Jan. Yeah. The thing is, you don't need to go that much in detail to it. But what I'm hearing, don't apologize. Don't apologize. You know, this is very personal. Your medical condition, and you know, you're not required to tell the whole world what's going on with you. But it seems to me, and the messages that I'm hearing, that you're in for the long haul. And they've got the iron under control, but now the red blood cells have to be brought under control. And I don't see any quick fix to this, but I see consistency and persistence. So you've got to stick with the course of treatment. Okay. We all want we all want that magic Harry Potter wand where you wave it and wha-bam, you're better. And unfortunately, with health conditions, that doesn't always work, particularly when it's something on the cellular level. And I'm also getting the sense that there are new therapies and treatments which will be available coming to you. Now, immediately you're like, when? I'm not getting anything anytime soon, okay? But in the meantime, the message for you is stay the course, okay?
Stay the course.
Stay the course.
Yeah.
Follow your doctor's advice. And also, it's your diet. You have to eat clean. Lots of the green leafies. You got to cut out the fattiness, a lot of the sugar. Look, I know that's good advice for anybody, but this is particularly important for you.
Right. Yes, I totally agree. Do you see me getting better in the future? Was that too many questions?
I think I just answered that question.
Okay.
Stay the course. Look,
all right.
I don't, you know what it is. People Thank always you. Do that to me. Okay. I give them an answer. And it's like, well, are they this? Are they this? It's like, as much as I wish this were texting and instant messaging, it doesn't quite work that way. The reason that the messages are for you to stay the course is that this is a gradual shift. And, you know, I said, we all want the magic Harry Potter wand where poof, you're all better. But you getting better is going to be maintaining a decent level of health, and it's going to take time.
Okay. That's great. I really appreciate this. It's good to know.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have one simple question for you. If you don't mind, I'd like to ask it to you. Are you in a combustible situation? You don't have to tell me the details, but are you in some sort of, that's a strange word that came through, combustible, like, you know, like a fire, like that?
As far as the household, yes,
anything. Yeah, it's not about your health.
Yep.
It's something else, right?
I am.
All right. Good.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know a lot about it, but I will tell you, I pulled a card for you, and the card is called combustion. And you know, it talks about this piece of paper, it flares up, right? Poof. There you go. So in the moment, it's like inspiring. You're in awe of it. And then the flame dies down. The vibration of combustion is short-lived. But if you have a combustion-like situation in your life, you have to look at it. And believe me, the message, the only message I want to give you in this really short thing, you can call me about it and we can talk about it. You don't want to continue with it. You don't want to live in a combustible environment.
Right.
So you have to find a solution to that. Yep. It's really, you know, I went through a healing journey, and I will tell you this. I didn't heal until I got out of the relationship that I was in. You know, it took me 10 years to figure that out.
Yeah.
And it was a different kind of combustion. It was like a slow burn. I almost wish it would have been more like a fire, but it wasn't. So, you know what I'm talking about? Please think about that.
Yeah.
Would you mind?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate the message very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have time. I think we should keep going here. I didn't say this to her, but I'm going to say it now. I don't know why this keeps coming up, or it came up for her. Mary Jane Mack. I just want to say Mary Jane Mack. And, you know, Jan, if you're still listening, look up Mary Jane Mack yourself. She does a show on Thursdays. She's a medical intuitive. I don't know why I'm called to give you her name. All right, phones.
All righty, we've got Ronnie from Michigan.
Hi, Ronnie. You're live on the Psychic in the Dark.
Hey there, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? What can we do for you today?
I am good. I just have a question. With my health, I feel I've exhausted all, or I've done everything the doctors have said. And I was just wondering if maybe the other side has something more that maybe I'm missing.
All right, Mark. Yeah, I love it.
You know, Ronnie, as soon as you came on, I'm hearing messages about hydration. And I know that, you know, you always hear, we got to drink more water, got to drink more water. But there is something going on with you with hydration. And it seems like you drink plenty of fluids, but it's the way your body absorbs them. Do you know if there's any type of physiological issue with the way you're absorbing water?
My feet have been swollen up, but I fell and hurt my back not too long ago, and ever since then, I don't feel like I've been in line.
Yeah, she, her feet have been swollen up there, Mark.
Okay. Right? Yeah, but are you drinking enough water, or has it been diagnosed that you have a difficult time actually absorbing fluid into your body? That's what, and look, whether you've been diagnosed or not, that's what needs to be looked at.
Okay.
It's almost as if, like, I think it's the large intestine which absorbs fluids, and I'm getting something that the way your body interacts with water, it's almost like it's not absorbing enough from the water molecules. And I know that sounds weird, but that's what I'm getting. So this could mean that you need to hydrate more, or you need to have them check to see how you're absorbing water.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And it's interesting when you said that your feet are swollen. I remember years ago in a health class, that's usually referred to as edema, which is fluid retention. Yeah. And you know how to get rid of fluid retention is to drink more water. Yeah. Well, cause you got to flush out of your body, the things that are causing your body. Basically your liver and your kidneys are the filters in your body. So basically you got to clean the filters and drink more water, flush all that gunk out. And then eventually that will help the fluid retention go away.
Yeah. I got a little message for you. I know we got 1 minute left. Yeah. I only want to leave you with this because you got to smell the roses. Do you know what I mean by take time to smell the roses?
Yes.
Okay. So it's really interesting. We're talking about this because if you deny yourself, see, every moment that you reject and refuse to give yourself permission to take this time to smell the roses, you're denying yourself a rite of passage. So what is edema? It's the holding of something. You see what I mean? It's the buildup of something in your body. And if you're not in the flow of your life, then you're not in that vibrational energy. So there's something that you know probably you're not giving yourself to take a moment and smell the roses. You have plenty of time. So I bet you feel like you have no time.
Oh, I have plenty of time.
That's what I'm saying. Can you take some of that time and smell the roses? And that means to figure out what you truly love in your life and give you permission to really love it and or do it.
Yes.
Can you do that?
I will.
All right.
I've been working on that.
I've had a funny feeling you were working on that, you know, because you got to stop working on it. You just got to do it now.
Just got to do it.
Yeah, no. So I love this. Maybe we're going to do this on the next show. When we say we have to take time to give ourselves something or pay ourselves, it's not work. It's like fun, pleasure, and flow. All right. So can you make a commitment to just get in the flow and go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do it. Gonna check on you next week.
I am working on it. I will make it happen.
I know. It's like I'm working on fixing my table tennis robot for a month now. Linda says, get out in the garage. Check the wires. Mark, what a great show. Thank you all. Thank you so much for calling in, Ronnie. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, everybody. Mark, what's your parting message? What do you want to leave us with? And how do people find out about the Mark Anthony?
My parting message is the weight of the world descends on all of us at some point. So realize that this too shall pass. And if people want to find out more about me and sign up for my newsletter and my new book, The Afterlife Frequency, kindly visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And Dr. Pat and I will be back next week. Same time, same Transformation Network station. It's been great talking to all of you. And Pat, what's your parting message?
My parting message is just do it. It's not a time to really cut corners on, you know, time came up like four times today. This is really where give yourself something, honor yourself in the journey, make sure you're unblocking whatever's holding you back, and step up and make sure you get the help you need, especially if you've been in an abusive situation. Asking for help is one of the hardest things we do, and we got to do it. Rock on, Mark.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week, same time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.